So just a quick voice note here. I hope you guys are doing okay and taking care of yourself, investing in your wellness. So I wanted to put a little nuance on this particular post here because I see folks, I see it's trending basically. And I wanted to kind of put a little, I just want to add some nuance to this. And I want to tell you this story, if maybe this will bring this home a bit. Several years ago, I got an opportunity to work as a project researcher on a federal project that involved a university and collaboration with a statewide coalition as well. And I was one of the project researchers. There were two of us. And this was great, right? Because for once, I wasn't in the role of crisis intervention. It was mostly, primarily and exclusively in the listening. So as the project interviewer, you were spending hours with women, various, all over the state, all walks of life, listening to their stories about their experiences with sexual violation, unfortunately, right? So there came a time when I was in an urban city, very well known urban city, but you know, I like to keep as much, I like to keep details slim as much as possible. But anyway, ran across this woman who's a sex worker, prostitute, however folks refer. And she was also a lesbian woman. And she comes in to tell me her story and what's going on. And she's not even sure whether or not what happened to her really was an assault. And so if you're out there and you're saying, should I do more awareness to let people know who are not in heterosexual relationships, I encourage you to please do so. So anyway, moving on, she wasn't even sure, but she's talking to me. And folks who have information to share with you and they're not sure how you're going to take it, they're always looking for clues. You know, are you going to, you know, if they should dropping it just a little bit, are you going to clear your throat or shift your necklace or, you know, pull back or do something to let them know they shouldn't share any more information with you? So she's in the room. She waited in line to talk. But she comes, you know, but she's in the room with me now. And she said, you know, I don't even know if this is really that. So she shares something that happened because in the midst of her being with her girlfriend, you know, sharing their love, I hate saying it that way. The woman did something she was not comfortable with. And the person that she loved would not stop, would not listen to her, and just kept on going. She was, you could see that to that very day, she was still traumatized. Now, others may say, well, she was already the yes was when she was with her. No, it was not. You always have a say in what you are willing and unwilling to do. And that is what this post is about, that people are clicking on and saying, you know, oh, well, you know, he had this, I'm putting this under the post about Prince, and they say, oh, but yet he was walking around with his butt out with the pants and stuff. Yeah, I didn't like that era either. So I'm a huge fan, but I didn't like that particular part. It just wasn't for me. So, you know, so, you know, but people are saying, oh, and yet you did this, and yet you sang that, and yet. And that is why I emphasize that we need to do so much more nuanced work about so much more depth, detail. Get down in the grit. Because people need to understand, just because I say yes to this doesn't mean it's yes all wholesale. Stuff like that. Because another person may walk along and say, wait a minute. Hey, she was a sex worker. And this spotted her. Yes, it did. Because to that she says yes. And I've talked to too many former and present sex workers who say, to what I say yes to, maybe I don't presently feel traumatized. But to what I don't, I do very much. I'm going to find, please look on the post, I'm going to find, there's a Netflix documentary about a woman who was violated in such a way, and she speaks up bravely about it. Not to traumatize you. If ever I write something and you're not, you know, ready, I try not to do that, keeping, you know, certain things in mind. But to just say, you know, it points out that just because someone says yes to something, when people do things that you don't want to happen, oh yes, that's extremely traumatizing. And this is the point that I was making. Your body is your body. You get to say yes to this part and no to that part. Yes to a kiss on the left cheek and no to a kiss on the right cheek. On your face. So, you know, this is, you know, hey, listen, whatever. Let me move past. So all I'm saying is I do believe, have got to get have more in-depth conversations. And if you want me, I'm probably going to put a survey at some point. I just finished switching the hostings, as you've seen. So now that I'm past that part, I do want to teach more courses and keep them affordable, because, if you're interested in teaching some of these learning so that you can be a you know, maybe a trainer in your family, in your neighborhood, those type of things, so that we can help one another to understand things better about what our rights are around our bodies, just body safety work. Please let me know as I put those surveys out, so that I can know if you all feel the need to take such courses. But anyway, I think of her often when I share those types of posts, because I've seen so much being shared about people saying, well, yeah, you know, he shouldn't have said, Prince shouldn't have said no to be it to the line, you know, when he said, when he didn't want to do the work with Michael Jackson and say, you know, your butt is mine. And they say, oh, but he wore his butt out, or oh, he sang this song, or oh, he wore that outfit. None of that matters. If he walked up the street naked, it still wouldn't matter. He may rest in peace, always had the right. May they both rest in peace. He always had the right to say no. Every single time. As I said, someone can kiss you on the left cheek, grab your face and kiss you on the right cheek, and you can say, no more. That's your right. That is your right. It is your body, and it is your right to say no. I think of her because she didn't even know. And she was very, I could tell, concerned about what I would think. I don't like that we are that type of society, that people can't come to one another. Should be able to walk into any church, any organization for women, any place, and ask your question, darling, and have it clarified for you, and expect support. Either way. All right, y'all. Thanks for reading, by the way. And I'm going to put something up now that I'm a little more straight, and so that you all can ask the questions you want to have answered. Clarity is always great. All right. Be great.